Good morning, Monday Morning Detox, fresh and ready for a whole new week. The discussion topic this week, continuing from last week, is all around male-dominated workplaces. Even in situations where you might just be outnumbered, you don't have to necessarily work in a male-dominated workplace, but you're probably very likely in situations where you are outnumbered. No big deal there because we like being around men, most of us do, and we know from research that men like working around women as well. But the problem becomes when it starts to tip just a little bit. If you're not aware of paying attention to the telltale signs, then you find that you might be at a disadvantage. And it's always a good idea to know what's happening around you. So we've talked about awareness. Last week was looking for some of the indicators in the workplace that told us that it was indeed somewhat of a tilt. And this week, I'd like to bring out a list that comes from some research from McKinsey & Company regarding some of the skills that both men and women bring to the workplace, leadership behavioral skills. Because we have natural strengths, we know we do, and we know that they're great because we utilize them in community, in our family, in all sorts of other environments besides the workplace. We sometimes can compromise them in the business environment if it's an environment where there's way too many men. So, let's take a look at what we know that men do well, give them some credit for that. Through the research, and I'm referring to something that was done by McKinsey & Company, a couple of reports that they've done, a series of two, called Women Matter. And this comes directly from the second report in Women Matter. These are referenced on the website under the Hot Flash tab and research papers. There are 9 researched that have come out as good leadership behaviors that improve organizational performance. The ones that men apply more, and that means that they just naturally do it better, they deploy it, it's inherent for them. Control and corrective action, and individualistic decision making. Now the key word there is individualistic because they're isolated and somewhat independent when they do it. We need those two skills in a business environment. They've got to be in place in order to get progress, right? We've got to get goals accomplished. Control and corrective action, individual decision making. Then there are two that both men and women apply equally. Efficient communication and intellectual stimulation. Now, we do those completely differently. Our communication style is much more right-brained, and we know that we're whole-brain thinkers, so we jump around from topic to topic. We may not drill down and focus as much as a man can. This is, of course, a generalization, but in general, research has told us that the makeup of our two brains are indeed different in that way. So efficient communication and intellectual stimulation. Now, so there's 9 total that I told you about, and we've covered 2 that men do more and 2 that women and men apply equally. So guess what? Women do 5 of the 9 more than men. We apply them more confidently, more adequately, more naturally. Good news. Yeah. Well, we've got to be able to do that in situations where we're outnumbered and not feel like it's inappropriate. That's why male-dominated workplaces can sometimes stifle us. We feel like it's not appropriate because we're seeing all the natural male skills come out, and the ones that women do don't seem to fit, right? And listen to how they're somewhat different than those at the other end of the spectrum that men apply more. Participative decision-making, that's opposite of individual decision-making. Inspiration, role modeling, expectations and rewards, and people development. Wow, all those seem really natural to me. I'm wondering whether they do to you. So part of what I want you to consider this week is those 9 skills, those 9 leadership behaviors, and what you're seeing in yourself and what you're seeing in others around you. I'll repeat all 9 of them again. The 2 that men apply more, control and corrective action, and individual decision making. The 2 that we apply equally to men, efficient communication and intellectual stimulation. And then the 5 that we apply more. Some of them are slightly more and many of them are a lot more. Participative decision making, inspiration, role modeling, expectations and rewards, and people development. Now, we will have an assessment online up and running probably before the end of January, and we encourage you to get on there and assess your skills. It won't be these 9. It'll be the 16 that we use in what we call the intuition model at Skirt Strategies that have been derived from this as well as some other research, and we've nailed them down to about 16 of them. I encourage you to take that assessment. I'll send you an email to remind you, don't worry. And take that assessment, see what it comes out to identify as your natural leadership skills. And that will give you an idea of what to start looking for a little bit more astutely when you're in your business environments. Maybe it's you and one other person and that's a man, or maybe it's you and a handful of people in a room and you're outnumbered by a lot or even just a little bit. This is a great awareness test. It's a great skill and challenge for you to take a look at for where you are personally developing and what you're paying attention to that you intentionally want to. And speaking of intent, you're a member of Skirt Strategies because you know that you like to intentionally set the week in front of you, do some goal setting, clarify your goals, and clear your head. That's worthwhile. And we give you 4 minutes of meditative silence at the end of this Monday morning detox to help you do that. I hope you consider what's happening around you, take it up a notch on your awareness level, be a little bit more observant, look at your leadership behaviors, ones that are natural to men and women. And make it an effort to refine those ones that you're really fabulous at and make them work for you. Have a terrific week. Here's your 4 minutes.